it's painful, Violet, that we thought we were equal partners in this political field, but unfortunately there are people who are more equal than others. Despite having booked the venue, Chikangwe Hall, earlier than anyone else and made the necessary payments, we were guaranteed that we were going to have our program. But a few days before our program, the same authorities came back to us and informed us that no, the same venue that you had booked, despite booking earlier, will be used by ZANU-PF. So we have called you to refund you, and we are under instruction that ZANU-PF will get first preference over any other political party in terms of venue booking.
Could you not hold the rally at another venue or even in an open place?
We opted for an open space which is 500 meters away. This is Karoo Youth Center, and they said there were no sanitary facilities. This is despite the fact that COPAC once held their outreach programs there, and then we were also told that it was too close to where ZANU-PF was going to hold their gathering, where we were displaced, Chikangwe Hall.
So what do you make of all this?
It's sad because if there are rules, they are being applied selectively. And I understand they are laid down procedures when people are booking such public venues, one of which I believe is first come, first serve basis. But in this case, it didn't work out that way. Despite ZANU-PF booking 4 days after us, they got the nod. And this clearly shows us that, bearing in mind that we are going to have an election very soon, it's really worrisome if already we have started to be treated like we are going against the wind when we are just doing what everyone else is trying to do in order to communicate party policies to our supporters.